As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp, but feel stiff. Others are comfortable, but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Maybe with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Oh, yeah. Look who's back. Ben and Woods, 97.3, the fan. We are broadcasting live from the Bill Howe Studios. We know how. Yeah, we know how. Today's also a National Nothing Day, which is exactly what I feel right now. I feel nothing. I feel nothing at all. I felt nothing last night. Talk about it today here on the program. Great to be here. Happy Friday to you. Get your head right on a Friday. It's weird. It definitely does not feel like Friday to me at all. It's been a very long, disjointed week, but we are back. And yeah, this will be the final show of the week. And we'll be back Monday morning at 6 a.m. to do it all again. I'm Woodsy.
That's, no, we won't, but that's fine.
Oh, you're right. We are off Monday. We'll be back Tuesday morning to do this all again. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great, Pally. And to my left, the chairman, Benjamin R. Higgins. Now, wait. Hold on.
What after the hell? The show today.
Oh, it's today.
After I thought it was yesterday.
Today. No, 11 o'clock after the show.
Going for the haircut.
Getting your haircut. We're going to get rid of the Mao Zedong look, hopefully for good. And it makes
nothing's for good when it comes to hair, but
it makes me laugh every time. that guy's got his work cut out for him today. What's your guy's name?
Juan.
All I like right. The idea of walking in with the AI
picture
and just
not
being
this.
Go anything except for this. Avoid this.
Like, do you see how it comes out and it then like squares off? Like, we gotta if he really high top fades you, like, it's going to be so good. So good. He's like, look, this is what we have to do. I'm going to have to shave that part off. So I'm excited to see it. Will you text us immediately?
Yes, I will text you immediately.
Because we won't see you until Tuesday. So I want to see, like, just how it looks.
There was a bit of a strategy involved that I'll
smart.
Have, like, 3 days to let it, you know,
grow out
just a little bit. That's always pretty important with the new haircut.
But the weird thing is like, you don't really want it to grow out. You want it to not grow out in certain
true,
spots.
But I want him to go a little tighter than usual, which I believe, like, when I see it, I'm going to go, ooh, that's a little short. So then after a few days, I'll probably feel more comfortable, like, okay, that's where it's supposed to be.
Of course. Well, it's good to see you fellas. It always brightens my mood to come in here, and we chop it up a little bit before the show today. And I walked in this morning. I didn't get off to the best start when I got to work. I opened the fridge to put in my protein drink that I saved for, you know, midway through the program. Mm-hmm. And as I opened the company refrigerator door, oh, like a smell wafted out. Now, it's normally a smell I would enjoy at noon even, 1, 2, anything after noon. But it was the smell of hot wings. It was a very fetid stench of hot wing sauce. Like
buffalo wing sauce. Yes. Yeah.
We're talking 5 a.m. on the dot. Like you open the door and you're like, last thing I wanted
to
smell.
Epic Wings came and did a little food drop for the afternoon crew.
Which is awesome. Nothing against Epic Wings. I'm sure they smelled fantastic when you dropped them off at 2 p.m. But I'm
hot,
talking about
fresh, crispy wings.
Right.
Delicious. Especially at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I mean, it's like, what would hit the spot better than that at 2 p.m.? But at 5 a.m.,
a little different.
Kind of last thing you want to smell. And there's like 3 bags in the fridge. And like one of them is kind of half open. So that's probably where the stench came from. And I thought, why are they in here? No one's going to heat these up. They've been here for 2 days.
You don't want to waste food and just throw it away.
Well, I understand. But who's going to heat up hot wings in the microwave at work that are 72 hours old by the time anybody else gets into this building today? Is that potentially one of the worst things to heat up in a microwave is hot wings?
In the microwave, they lose all their crispiness.
I'm not good with reheating wings anyways.
I'm not really
if you have an air fryer, it's a mess, but you can get them kind of back to at least close to what their original
with an air fryer?
With an air fryer. That can help. But in the microwave, the skin gets all that
soggy,
chewy and soggy. It's not good. It's not good on the reheat.
Well, I was thinking about it. Like
oven's probably better if you don't have a.
But we don't have one here. I don't think we have an oven.
No, we don't have one here.
We have a microwave. But yeah, it just doesn't taste good. It doesn't taste good to me anytime. Also, like when I was in college, go to the grocery store, you know, and you're shopping down the frozen food aisle, and you're like, oh, TGI Fridays, they have their own box of wings. I'll take those home. They'll look just like they do on the box.
And at the restaurant.
And at the restaurant. And so you put them in the microwave and rub your fingers together. You get your paper towel roll and you go, I'm going to crush these. And you bite into them. You're like,
those potato skins do not taste like the potato skins.
It doesn't translate.
At the restaurant at all. At all.
It doesn't translate at all. I have Arizona black lung, as I call it. So you'll hear me hacking up throughout the rest of the day. I do apologize.
You'll be cured right before we go out spring training.
Yeah, exactly. And then it'll bring it right back again. But I was thinking, that's one of the worst things, in my opinion, to put in the microwave is hot wings. Like, you got to be really hungry and be like, I'm really not. I'm just going to wear this. I'm not going to waste this food. I'm just going to heat them up and eat them. What else is bad in the microwave? Pizza sucks.
Yeah. I mean, in a pinch, it's soggy and it's soft, but I've done it before.
I've done it.
Not proud of it.
30 seconds. Just,
you know, if you have the time, you know, in the oven or the air fryer for like 5 or 6 minutes, much better than the microwave. Now, the worst
burrito.
Burrito's fine.
I think a burrito,
depending on what's in it, but the worst is a fully loaded like cheeseburger with like lettuce and tomatoes and onions and pickles. Because if you put it in the microwave,
can't do that.
Like the lettuce gets all hot.
Hot lettuce.
Hot lettuce is the worst.
Oh, hot tomato, hot onion, hot pickle.
It's the worst.
It's disgusting.
And the bun doesn't do well either, but the lettuce is what really gets have you ever not like at you've not taken off the lettuce
and
you
off?
Saw there's a piece of lettuce in there and you open it up and it's been microwaved.
Hot lettuce
is so gross.
I don't think I've ever microwaved a full burger.
Have you not?
My wife,
which is the greatest. My wife Hannah She refuses to eat any leftovers. And I mean, there's no meal that if I make it on a Wednesday that she will even consider going back to on a Thursday. None. And I mean, chicken breast, you know, grilled chicken breast, stir fry, spaghetti. The things that are, you know, kind of standard.
No, like meal prepping?
No.
Kind of the same?
No, yeah, I mean, but like if I make a meatloaf on a Wednesday night and it's really, really good, she will not heat up a piece to eat on Thursday. Once she eats it on Wednesday, she's done. So I always get all the leftovers. And I have no problem with, after a workout going in, I'll eat this chicken breast we grilled last night.
She doesn't want to eat the same thing twice in a week or
something? I don't know what it is, but what she will do is this. I will come home, like I came home from the trip, and I opened up the fridge, and there's like a half a cheeseburger in there. And I'm like, You're not eating this. And it's it reminded me because it's a burger.
Right.
Lettuce, tomato, onion. And I'm like, you're not going to throw it away. If you're not going to eat it.
Really, just, I mean, you can deconstruct it, which sucks. Like pull correct. Off all the cold stuff and then put it on afterwards. But that still is not good.
I'm such a huge fan of, Hannah just said in the chat, I have an aversion to reheated food. So meal prepping for her is not ever going to work. I can't, hey babe, I made you 5 meals for the week. She's like, I'm not eating them. So you're going to have to eat double meals. Like, she just doesn't like reheated food.
I guess I've never met for burgers in particular, I've never met a burger that wasn't going to be finished in one fell swoop.
Yeah, like, it's a good point.
I've never eaten half of a burger. Oh, I'll save the rest for, I would probably toss it.
Pauly, it's the nastiest reheat. So it's the nastiest reheat. I'll take the patty out and eat that.
Like pizza, you have to reheat. You're not, I mean, you shouldn't put down a whole pizza.
I did the other night in Arizona. I was so proud of myself.
Burger's best friend, French fries, also. In the microwave.
They're just so gross.
They turn into the limpest, softest side dish that you can imagine.
Yeah, it is.
I'm the microwave expert in our house. So much so that, like, my son will call me and go, okay, so what do I do? And I'll go, all right, give it 90 seconds, then take it out, then stir it, then give it another 25 seconds, and you should be good.
What's your standard microwave number? I have one, and I do it for every single thing I reheat. And, by the way...
Number like power level?
No.
Like amount of time?
I have a standard, and I take it out, whatever it is, and I eat it as is after...
No matter what.
No matter what.
It's always the same.
1, 4, 5. Every single time. Anything I put in the microwave, I heat up for 1 minute. I just go 1, 4, 5, start. I walk away.
It's kind of insane because everything needs its own time. It's not. There's not one standard.
That's
time
my standard.
For everything to be microwaved.
Now, if I'm microwaving a burrito that says microwave for 7 minutes, I obviously follow that rule. But
do
I'm
you have one of the
reheat.
Microwaves that spins inside
spinner.
At least? Okay, because
I love a spinner.
Yeah, well, you need to have a
everybody
spinner.
Everybody loves a
you
spinner.
You need a spinner in a microwave.
Yeah, 1, 4, 5. And like I make spaghetti, right? A lot. So next day, put the bowl in there, 1, 4, 5. I walk away. I cover it. I walk away. I come back. I stir it
it's
once.
It's still
and then
better
I eat
to do a minute, a stir, and then 45. It's still better to do that.
I do minute, stir, minute.
I don't have the time to go back and stir it, nor the inclination. I have no time or inclination to go back and stir it. I just eat it as is. That's what I do. 1:45 every single time.
Right, but.
For everything.
In our chat, at 1:45, that reheated pizza is like napalm.
That's true. I don't eat a lot of reheated.
Someone maybe 30 seconds.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm talking about for leftovers. Any leftover meal, like a meatloaf with mashed potatoes and green beans, 1:45. Stir fry, 1:45. The meal that I eat 5 days a week is rice and ground beef. And I stick my leftovers in, 1:45, walk away, stir it up, little mustard, and I eat it.
Eric seems insane. He says a Jersey Mike's number 13 heated for 15 seconds is heaven.
What is that? What's a 13?
That's the Italian, I believe.
Okay.
But if you have it Mike's way with all that shredded lettuce on there, you can't put it in the microwave.
And with the juice and the...
No.
It's hideous.
I've had the 13 grilled. Like 13 they grilled,
yeah, they do
it
for
you.
Yeah,
I think they call it a 31. When they do it, it's phenomenal.
Well, I hope you guys like reheating talk because this time next year, that's all we're going to be talking about. Sandwiches, breads, meats, shoes, socks.
You like sandwiches out there?
Belts, shirts, because we will be fully locked out of baseball in 1 year from right now. You can mark this, write it down.
What are you talking about? The game's in a great place.
Isn't it awesome? It's so good. It's so healthy.
Everyone's having fun.
Kyle Tucker, baseball's in a perfect place.
Yeah, Kyle Tucker is his name from now on. His name will never be Kyle Tucker on this show. It's Kyle Tucker. Pulled the full-on Kevin Durant and joined yesterday, if you didn't hear the news yet. The Los Angeles Dodgers swooped in, and a lot of people thought they would. I was unmoved. I really was. They've signed a lot of guys in the last few years that made my blood boil. I mean, like boil. Like at home, like this remote is going through the wall today. That's just what's going to happen. But Kyle Tucker didn't move me, and it's probably because of the information that I heard about him 24 hours ago. From somebody that is very in the know about Kyle Tucker and said he doesn't like baseball. You have to beg him to be in the lineup every day. I was DMing with a, I do have friends that are Dodger fans. I'm sure they're watching. Good morning, everybody. And I said, hey, let me be honest with you. I'm very surprised because I know a couple of things are true. We'll just get into this here. Why not? Andrew Friedman, smart dude. Okay? Obviously, smart guy. The Dodgers culture, very good. Tip your hat. They have a great culture. The culture is about winning. And they hold each other accountable. Guys put in a lot of work there, right? You see Mookie, you see Freddie. I use Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman as examples to my son of, hey, man, these guys have multiple rings. They're still taking extra grounders before games. Like, they really care about their craft. Their culture is a good one. I said, Kyle Tucker, I was shocked when the Astros said, we're good. I know we drafted and developed you. We're going to let you go. The Cubs were like, we're good after a year. I'm not saying that he's a bad dude, but there are guys in the game that are just good baseball players, but they don't love the game, and he's one of those guys. The quote that I heard was, you have to beg that MF-er to be in the lineup. You have to beg him to play baseball. So I said to my Dodger fan friend, I said, you guys are smart. You're well run. Maybe you can change him. Maybe he changes, right? And for $60 million a year, boy, you sure hope that a guy really likes being there. I said, this one, out of all your moves in the last few years, this one surprises me the most. I'm really, really shocked.
Maybe, I mean, even at $60 million a year, with that team, with that roster, and where they're at right now, he doesn't need to come in and be the guy.
Correct, which may have been the best thing for him to go, oh, like, and you made the point before the show, Ben. If the Padres scrimped and took out loans and got backdoor loans that they didn't know about and came into some cash and were able to scrimp and save to pay Kyle Tucker $60 million a year, we all remember what we traded for Juan Soto, and he was really good here, and our fan base loathed him because he walked a lot. Kyle Tucker would have to go 375, 46 bombs, and 160 RBI. That's not who Kyle Tucker is. He's a five-war player. Like, he's a really good player. He ain't a $60 million player, guys. Come on. Like, we've lost the plot here. He's not a $60 million a year AAV player at all. And with the tax that they pay,
it's like 120.
He's not a $126 million a year player. He's just not. And that's okay. They can afford to make these mistakes. But the culture thing that I heard about him and the fact that, like, he's kind of like he's a better Anthony Rendon that gets hurt less. But, like, that's kind of what Chris Rose said yesterday. I had it confirmed by a guy that, you know, is in the know. And I just thought, this one surprises me. And it's a little bit greedy, in my opinion. But when you have it, why not flaunt it?
I can honestly say that had it been the Padres, had we been stunned with another just A.J. Preller bombshell yesterday, and they had signed Kyle Tucker to a four-year, $240 million contract.
It would have been rejected, number one.
Well, for whatever reason, it went through. I would have to sit here and be critical of that decision. I would say,
yes,
this is not a good move by the Padres. I'd be glad that they're going out and spending money and trying to win. But my logical brain would say, this doesn't make sense. This is a massive overpay for the wrong kind of player. What on earth are you thinking? But here's the problem. I'm not going to do that for the Dodgers because they don't. It's not a massive overpay for them.
No, they don't care.
It doesn't have any consequences. Had the Padres or pretty much any other team other than the Dodgers or Mets done this, it would have been a bad move. But that's what makes the Dodgers different. They can make moves that are bad moves for other teams, but are good moves for them. They're playing a different game than everybody else.
It's totally a different game.
And
they're just going shopping.
And again, I'm not mad at the Dodgers for what they're doing. They should be doing this because smart they're in the position for doing it.
They haven't broken a rule.
And I don't think I'm being a whiny baseball fan because you saw that a lot. And we'll talk about that a lot on the show today because the reaction to this signing was pretty unanimous among 29 other fan bases.
29.
You're wrecking baseball. But the problem now that has to be fixed in the new CBA, and I'm not saying there has to be a salary cap, but the problem that has to be fixed is the Dodgers aren't playing the same game
sure
as everybody else. They make this deal, it's a good deal. Any other team makes it, the Padres, the Reds, even like the Giants, it's stupid. It's dumb.
Yeah.
You can't have one team that makes a deal. Oh, that's smart. What savvy move. Oh, the other team makes it? You're idiots. That's a devastatingly poor decision by any other franchise to do what the Dodgers just did yesterday.
Yeah, for sure. No question. And my buddy that wrote me back, he goes, yeah, I've heard whispers of that too. And he, you know, saw the Chris Rose piece that aired yesterday. And he said, the thing is, here, you know the plan. He can, because he was injured for a while with the Cubs. He like bailed on the Cubs last year to go to his own doctor. He didn't trust the team doctors. Like, so they will be able to, honestly, if he has a little nagging knee or a hammy or whatever, they can say, like they did with half their pitching staff, we'll see you in September. Like, we're good. Like, you're a good player. You're an elite hitter. You have an elite eye. Great bat to ball. You know how to play the game of baseball. We don't need you in April. We don't need you in May. Yeah, I realize we're paying you $60 million, but you don't have to go out here and be the guy. We've got Shohei. We've got Mookie. We've got Freddie. You know, and on down the list. You don't have to come in here and carry the Dodgers on your back. It's quite the opposite. You just paid $60 million a year for like the fourth best player on your team. Not a lot of teams can do that. And by not a lot, I mean maybe one other, maybe two. You know, of course, we put the Yankees, the Mets, and the Dodgers in kind of their own category, but it's really only been the Dodgers that have spent a ton of money. I was talking to my dad this morning. He goes, so Aaron Judge now is underpaid by like $20 million. I go, there's no question about it, because Aaron Judge is twice the player Kyle Tucker
is. Yeah, and in what world should...
Blue Jays could maybe do it, yeah.
In what world should Fernando Tatis Jr. be making half as much as Kyle Tucker?
It's crazy.
It seems like the Padres have an absolute steal now.
Yeah, everything looks better. Like, yeah. When you look at that deal, but again, it's not a deal that's going to cripple that franchise as it would the Giants, the Padres, the Reds, as you mentioned. Now, all of these things can be true, guys. If you're feeling sad and bummed, if you're feeling despondent, I understand every single feeling you're going through. I mean, I saw people last night going, I'm not even watching. Woodsy, don't even talk about the Padres because I don't care. And I said, I mean, it's your prerogative to do so. I'm a baseball guy. You guys know that. I'm going to be watching every single game. And yeah, I'm going to be hate watching that team like nobody's business. You want to see a team like that fall flat on their face. They are now truly the evil empire. And every sport needs a villain. Patriots were that for a long time. They won a lot. Every sport needs a villain. That part is good for baseball, to have a villain. Mm-hmm. And now I think you're seeing, like you said, it's not 14 teams that are mad at the Dodgers. It's 29 teams going, you guys are spending so frivolously. This game is going to come to a screeching halt, and everyone's going to point at you guys. Now, again, they're not breaking any rules.
Why should they care?
Why should they? And they don't. And they should.
Why would they?
They don't.
They're going to be like, everyone's pointing at us and our four straight rings.
Yeah, right.
Like,
right.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's good to have a villain. I love having a villain. And they are now officially the villain. Now, the worst part is their fans are going to be upset and go, why are we the villain? We didn't do anything wrong. Like, no, you have to, Dodger fans, I'm speaking to you directly. You have to embrace it. You have to put on the Darth Vader helmet. You got to put on the long black cape and you have to wear it, because that's what you are now. You're the villain, and that's okay. Be the villain. Be it all the way. Don't pretend you're the underdog. Don't pretend that you've had it rough. You know, so this is it's an insane, insane deal. And like you said, great point, Benny. Any other team does it, it's a massive overpay. This, smart business, man. Ken Rosenthal's piece is going to drop at some point. Jeff Passan's going to tell me how great this is. Trying to think of the Buster Olney, he's going to say, this is amazing. This is amazing. What they're doing is just unprecedented. You know, Jim Bowden said yesterday, Jim Bowden yesterday, Andrew Friedman is the best baseball mind on the planet. I beg to differ. Writing checks is easy. It's easy if you've got the backing that they have. And if you have the Shohei money and the TV contract, like that's, now he did get those guys and he negotiated those deals. This is not a smart move. You can't say this is a smart and calculated objective. Like, objectively, it's not a smart move. It's a bad move. But with this team, with the ability to stub your toe 100 times and it not cost you anything, you're fine.
I will give you some good news. If you're a Dodgers hater, when we come back, I'll give you the good news about all of this. We will set the menu for what should be a good Friday program. We get started with reheating talk and Kyle Tucker to the Los Angeles Dodgers on a Friday. Paulie, Ben Woods, it's Ben and Woods. Let's get our first check of traffic with Kelly Danick on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Ah, yes. JackArcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
All right, I promise you some good news. So here it is, Dodgers haters. And this is absolutely 100% true. Dodgers aren't guaranteed to win the World Series because they got Kyle Tucker. Oh, they're favorites by far, again.
They have been for years.
But they could have lost last year. They could have lost the year before. They could still lose in the playoffs.
Sure.
Anybody can go cold in the postseason. Kyle Tucker, Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, and Freddie Freeman can all hit 175 in the playoffs, and Dodgers get eliminated in the divisional round.
Sure.
It can absolutely happen. But I would say they're about a coin flip, at least at this point, now to win the World Series, which is a problem.
Which is insane
in the month of January.
Looking down the barrel of 162 regular season games. I mean, again, like if you're a Dodger fan, first of all, can we have an honest conversation? Honest. Just an honest, true from the soul. If you're a Dodger fan, are you elated or are you a little bit embarrassed? Like, is it a little bit like an embarrassment of riches? You know, we've all overeaten before. We've all spent too much money out at a night at a bar. You had a great time. But you woke up the next morning and you go, oh man, I went a little bit gluttonous. Or are you just
pants off,
helicopter?
Things could change in 6 months. Things can absolutely change. I think right now, everyone's elated.
Yeah.
I think we were all elated when we signed Xander Bogaerts.
We were.
Like, we didn't need him, but we'll take him.
Yeah.
F all of you.
It's true.
And here we are.
It's true. It is. But again, like, the regular season for those guys, it's so weird because it's just meaningless. Like, it's just meaningless.
That's their biggest advantage. Not what happens in the playoffs. Again, that does come down to having to play well, execute, get, you know, hot at the right time, or at least not get cold. But there's no team in baseball other than the Dodgers that is immune to the regular season. They can have any number of injuries, and they will be able to overcome it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It doesn't really matter.
There is, I mean, I don't deal in absolute 100% in sports.
Yeah, it's hard.
But the Dodgers are already like 99.9% to make the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
And in baseball, you don't see that at the beginning of the year. A great team should be like 85% chance to make the playoffs at the beginning of the season. But, you know, you still have to deal with the potential of injuries. Guys have down years. And if that happens, well, we like the Braves last year. We thought the Braves were going to slay last year.
But
they didn't. They missed injuries, the playoffs. Because any team in baseball can have a bad season and miss the playoffs, except the Dodgers.
Yep.
There's no chance. There's almost zero chance that they miss the playoffs, which is the biggest advantage you can have. You're already in the tournament before you've played a single game, which means, as you've alluded to, Woods, that Andrew Friedman and Dave Roberts can manage, can plan their season that way, knowing we don't have to fight. We don't have to worry about a lull in June and July potentially costing us the postseason. We can make every decision geared toward making sure we're at our peak when October arrives. Other teams can't do that. Padres would love to sit Manny for 40 games and Tatis for 30 games and not use Joe Musgrove for 80, 90 innings during the regular season. You know, they would all be fresh. The Padres would be geared up for the playoffs, but they wouldn't be there.
They might be 15 games out of a playoff spot if that happens.
They wouldn't be in October. They'd be geared up. They absolutely could win the World Series. If they held out their guys and had Joe Musgrove fresh and they had, you know, Nick Pivetta and Michael King all backed off on innings in October, and Manny was healthy for the first time at the end of the season because they only used him for 92 games. Padres could be absolute dominant in October, but they wouldn't be there because they don't have enough of a team behind those guys to get to the playoffs if they don't use them all season. The Dodgers do. They don't have to use their players all season long to get to the playoffs. It's the biggest advantage any baseball team has ever had, probably in the history of baseball, is they don't have to deal with the grind of 162.
Unless they choose to. Right.
I mean,
right.
Shohei chooses to put his numbers up.
Yeah.
Honestly, they probably have those conversations behind the scenes. Shohei, we'd love you to play 120 this year. And he wants to put up his numbers and he wants to be in there and he's just DHing and pitching, but they don't have to. They don't have to play any of those guys that much. And that's a huge advantage for the Dodgers.
You feel kind of dumb almost looking back like at the last season and being like they played. Did they play bad during the regular season, or did they just not care much during the regular season?
I just don't. I think it was, you know, I said it from April on. I said, they watch what they do. Watch what, you guys heard me? I said it all the time. Watch what they do.
But like, we got so excited in August when we like caught them for the division and, you know, had the division for like one day, a one game lead. And it's just like, looking back on it, I don't know that I feel proud. I think. When it was happening, I felt proud that the Padres were contending, but now I look back and go, the Dodgers weren't even trying.
They were holding the door open for you.
Right.
Letting you walk in, essentially. And again, the Padres had a chance to do some damage, and that plan almost backfired. And I was talking to some guys at camp about this, and stay with me for a minute. The year before, when they made it to the World Series, they had two starting pitchers, and I thought to myself, man, Friedman and his ego, not going out and landing, you know, big guys at the deadline to help them win, that could cost them a World Series championship. And you can't waste a year of Mookie and Freddie, and like, this is your window. And you blew it. You didn't go out and get a starter. Well, what did they do? Dave leaned heavy and hard on that bullpen. Evan Phillips didn't pitch last year because how hard he went. Blake Treinen was ineffective last year because how hard he went. But they won the chip. They got the ring. Then they get to the deadline last year, and I said, they have to upgrade their bullpen. If they don't, they're dead. They're dead. They're going to be dead in the water. And they rolled the dice. And
it nearly cost.
They went out and got, who was the reliever they got? Stewart, maybe? I can't remember who it was, but it was a guy from like the Twins.
Yeah,
and
from the Twins.
He blew up, you know, didn't do anything. And I go, this is going to cost them. His ego of not wanting to trade any prospects to bolster their bullpen, it's going to get him. What did he do? He pivoted to Yamamoto again and Blake Snell and guy like Glasnow, Sasaki
stepped up. Postseason.
Well, they had him buried all year, and they had that opportunity, that ability. This year, it just seems like this is how we do it. We just don't need to go nuts. You know, don't burn yourself out in April, May, June, July. Crank it up maybe a little bit August, September, and let's get hot going into the playoffs. But again, I don't think they're done yet either. Well, I really don't.
And that to me is where I don't think this was the final straw. It seems like it in the moment because everyone is complaining about the Dodgers and 29 fan bases are united in their hate of this move and their hate of the Dodgers. But it will diminish in the next few days and we'll get back to the business of the offseason. When the Dodgers trade for Tarek Skubal, then everybody is going to lose their mind. And that discussion will not stop because that will just be a big middle finger to everybody else in baseball.
That's our Joker moment when they trade for Tarek, right?
Villain origin story.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're going to. I'm pretty sure they're going to. They have plenty of prospect capital. There's no reason for them not to. It seems like the Detroit Tigers are heading in that direction. They don't think they can afford him. They want to get something for him. So I don't know if it'll be before the season, it'll be during the season, but
it's going to happen.
I think it's going to happen. And that is the moment that everybody is going to completely lose their minds. You may even see guys like Buster Olney and Ken Rosenthal go, okay, this is too much.
I don't think so.
This is too much.
I don't think so. It's weird, man, because I remember when Steve Cohen burst on the scene, Buster Olney like got his, I mean, he was clutching the pearls. Like, hey, Steve Cohen's bad for baseball. They got to put a rein on this, and they created basically the Steve Cohen tax essentially because they didn't want him going crazy. None of these guys have ever looked at anything that this team has done, this team being the Dodgers, Ben, and said, every move they made, they're like, this is genius. I mean, this is Tanner Scott for $72 million. It's great. Didn't even pitch in the playoffs, but still a brilliant move. Michael Conforto on 1 year, $16 million deal. This is brilliant. Everything they do is lauded by the national media. And honestly, I'll say this. Until those guys start being honest and stop gaslighting all of us, telling us how great this is and how healthy it is, I don't think anything will really change. Now, what the Dodgers have done is very smart because, you know, we are heading to a lockout. They're going to get all their ducks in a row, smart, because they got the money to do it. They're going to get all their ducks in a row. Whatever hammer comes down in the CBA, all these guys are grandfathered in, man. They won't be affected even a little bit. I mean, they really will not miss a beat. So it doesn't bode well. I'll just be honest with you. It doesn't bode well for other teams right now. But, you know, 29 other teams all furious this morning about what the LA Dodgers are doing. And, hey, man, I totally get
it. As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get it. Here's what we've got coming up on the program today. Obviously, this will be a major topic. We'll continue to get reaction on the Kyle Tucker signing to the LA Dodgers. Coming up at 7:30, Darren Smith is going to join us. First time, I believe, in 2020. Did we have him on before?
No, he
first
was
time?
In Peru.
First time. That's right. He was in Peru. Yep. He's back from his trip. I did see him yesterday out at SDFC at the Sharp Healthcare Performance Center. Saw Mike Ivarra, saw Darren Smith, chatted with him briefly, but he will join us at 7:35. His starts on a new SDFC season and what he thinks of the Kyle Tucker move. All guests on Ben and Woods appear on the premiere on the David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. We have some new sound from Mason Miller. Padres' ostensible closer going into 2026. We'll have that for you in our 8 o'clock hour. It does look like he is committed to the bullpen. All the talk about potentially moving to the starting rotation, you can pretty much stick a fork in it for now. Mason Miller will, in his own words, tell you why the bullpen is the place for him, at least in 2026 for the San Diego Padres. Have our regular features as well. Don't do this. Take on Woods, movies, TV, or music at 8:20, plus our biggest fan contest and our Roundel Report at 9 o'clock, all going until 10 o'clock and wrapping up the week. So let's check traffic. And then Ken Rosenthal has weighed in this morning on the Kyle Tucker situation. Just posted his column. I'll let you know what he had to say.
He's skimming like crazy.
On the other side of traffic. You'll be sad. On 97.3 The Fan.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Great time to be out on the roads. No incidents, no accidents, no surprises, and really no brake lights. Yeah, if you're out there already, feels like you got the whole place to yourself, we still encourage you to please keep your speeds down. Be extra alert. New year, new goals. Start with your car at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. A fast oil change and essential maintenance checks help keep you moving into the new year. Check it off your list. Visit SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Ready when you are. I'm Kelly Danik with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, Ken Rosenthal in The Athletic this morning going full in on, let's not blame the Dodgers.
Oh, my God.
Baseball needs other fixes. Quote, the Dodgers are a convenient boogeyman, but the sport derives an intangible benefit from a David versus Goliath dynamic with 29 teams trying to slay the giant. And all those who find the Dodgers' gorging offensive also tend to overlook that their spending provides real benefits as well. He says the problem is the smaller market teams that don't spend enough to try to catch the LA Dodgers. I would counter that, and I think this is true of anybody. When you are a smaller market team, and I'm not going to even include the Padres in that mix, thanks to Peter Seidler, because they're a lot closer to the Dodgers than most other teams in baseball in terms of what they spend and the kind of talent they have on their team. But does Kyle Tucker, does the Dodgers getting Kyle Tucker make you want the, if you're a Pittsburgh Pirates or, you know, Milwaukee Brewers fan, does that make you want to spend a tiny bit more? Like, okay, well, now we need to spend a fraction more. Like, did the Colorado Rockies signing, who did they sign yesterday? They actually spent some money on, I gotta find it because it was such a non-move. The Colorado Rockies signed Willy Castro to a two-year, $12.8 million deal.
Nice.
Do Rockies fans feel now? All right, well, the Dodgers got Kyle Tucker, but...
We got Willy Castro.
We got Willy Castro. He was an all-star in 2024. Yes, he had a just absolute rotten 2025, but we've got a former all-star in our lineup. We feel like we are making move for move with the L.A. Dodgers in our division. We're trying to keep up with the Joneses here. You can't keep up with the Joneses, and it makes you not even want to try.
It's so weaselly, though, of Rosenthal to do that. Yes, yes, it's bloated, it's greedy, but it's not their fault. It's the Reds. The Reds ain't offering $60 million to Kyle Tucker. The Pirates aren't. The Padres aren't. Hell, I mean,
the
even the Mets
Rosenthal
didn't.
Rosenthal is so predictable. So in predictable. And of itself is embarrassing. We called it. We knew this article was coming.
Yeah.
He knows. Everyone has a problem with this except for one fan base. I'm even going to put it in print and be like,
yeah.
I understand that you all think this is stupid, but here's why you're all dumb.
I'll just say this from the heart. Don't let it steal your shine, and don't let it steal your love of the game. And I realize that I'm a lifer. I realize that there's nothing they could do. There's no players that they could get that would make me stop watching baseball. They could get Paul Skeens, Tarek Skubal. They could get the best in the world. They already have a good collection of the best in the world. Not going to steal my shine. It's not going to make me stop watching baseball. It's not going to make me stop loving my team, right? It's not going to keep me from being a diehard Padres fan at all. It's just not. There's nothing they can do because, you know, the bigger they come, the harder they fall, for sure. But I even the lockout is not going to take my shine from baseball, but I realize I'm in maybe a minority now, and that's the tough part.
What's your message to the people that are feeling that way? Because I saw them last night.
Oh,
I've seen them
too,
this morning.
I'm done. I'm out.
They said,
I'm
I can't
done.
Do it.
I get it. I get it. People feel that way about college football now, too. They do. They're like, this is insane. You got to remember, I think for me, and I think I'm inspired by Tim Flannery. Would Tim Flannery quit? No, like, would he be like, well, I'm throwing in the towel on this season as a player? Would he say, I'm throwing in the towel on this season? I'm not going to try. And no, like, it's not like now for me, I'm like, good. I want to beat these dudes. I want to beat them soundly. It's going to be tough. It's going to be really, really tough, but it's not going to steal my shine. Just like I loved college football this year. It didn't work out for my favorite team and it sucked, but like, I'm fired up for next year. You got to remember sometimes why you actually like the sport. Why do you like baseball? Is it because of a guy's WXOBA, or is it because, oh my God, he just went into the hole and made that play and has this rocket for an arm, or he's so fast and the way he robs home runs? Like, I have to remember baseball in its purest form is just men against men fighting and battling it out to see who's the better person that day, the better team that day. That's how I always look at the game. Spending time with guys like that out there changes you a little bit, and you go, no, I want this challenge. I'm into it. Like, I want to beat these guys, and really, as a Padre fan, I want to see these guys fall.
And Rosenthal writes, too many clubs, large and small market alike, take a defeatist approach, preferring to lament baseball is broken rather than figure out how to prove it isn't. Well, the Padres aren't one of those teams. The Padres have never, under Peter Seidler, have never taken a defeatist approach. They have always done their darndest to take down the Dodgers. They haven't gotten there. I mean, 2022, they beat them, but ultimately they haven't gotten where they want to go, but they did not take that attitude. They decided, we're going to spend more, we're going to shock people, and they got criticized for it by people like Ken Rosenthal. You just get them both ways. You get the Padres, you get teams for not spending, and then you say the teams that do spend are doing so unwisely, and that, you know, that's, you can't do that in a small market. You've got too much debt. You're not complying with debt service rules. You're hitting them on both sides. Whatever the Padres do is going to be wrong. You're spending too much. You're not spending enough. You're not trying to compete hard enough. You're trying too hard to keep up with a team that you can't possibly keep up with. It's a double-edged sword, And, you know, the Dodgers are also, and he mentions this as well, the Dodgers are awash in money, he says, because of Shohei Ohtani.
100%.
Yeah. And money it's not, that guys, is not available to any other team.
It's not just the deferrals that, you know, they'll pay him down the road using Klarna. No, they make so much loot.
It's the perfect storm.
It's the perfect
storm. That, you know, that once in a generation where everything comes together. They're smart.
They're rich.
The best TV deal. They signed the perfect player at the right time, who's a unicorn. There's no other Shohei Ohtani's available, and they have him.
Yeah.
And they have, like, almost exclusive access now to the Japanese market. You go to Japan, everybody's wearing Dodgers. Everybody's spending money on the Dodgers in an entire other country that's baseball-obsessed. Mm-hmm. And there's very few money being made by any of the other teams. It's the perfect storm.
Yeah.
And then they're re-putting that into their team.
Hey, how did that end for those guys in the perfect storm? Not great.
Unfortunately, the other 29 teams are the guys on the boat.
And yes,
the Dodgers
that's
are
exactly
the storm.
Right.
It ended really
this
well.
This is awful.
It ended well for the storm.
The storm did great.
The storm did really
the
well.
The storm did so well in that. They're the storm.
They're not the storm. Guys.
We're
not
John on the boat. C. Riley hanging on yeah. to
we're
the
on
door.
The, we are on the Andrea Gale right now. Baseball is on the Andrea Gale. The Dodgers are the storm. And it's
God, it's a great movie.
I mean, look, like, are you gonna be fired up for opening day? Yes, I'm gonna be elated for opening day. Baseball is my entire life, heart, and soul. I hate these guys with the passion of a thousand suns. I hope they trip and fall, and it will be so embarrassing if they do. Like you said, Benny, a coin flip to win the World Series in January is insane. It's insane.
It could always come up tails. Hey, tails is a possibility.
Tails is a possibility.
I want to get into more specifically. How does this move affect the San Diego Padres?
Sure.
Like, in what ways does the Dodgers acquiring Kyle Tucker impact the Padres directly? Talk about that coming up next. Hour number two of Ben and Woods on a Friday morning on 97.3 The Fan.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.